This is the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat here on FM 103.9 KNZA with head coach Derek Jasper. It's brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats. And, well, coach, tough one last week. You go on the road to Jackson Heights, and really from start to finish, Jackson Heights just played an extremely good game, and your guys just didn't have it on Friday night, falling 38-15. So when you look back, just kind of what went wrong on Friday?
Well, I give a lot of credit to Jackson Heights. Well, I thought they played really well in all phases of the game, and maybe they were kind of desperate after losing two games, and boy, they came out fired up and took all the momentum early. I think scored on their third play of the game, a long pass play that we blew an assignment on. I didn't think our focus was real good early on at any phases in the things we practiced all week. And I know they made some changes that were beneficial to them, but we should have stuck to our rules and principles. And we didn't do that very well offensively or defensively, but a lot of that credits to Jackson Heights and the way they played. I thought, man, I think they were pretty balanced too. They played like pass for 200 yards and ran for 200 yards. That's pretty darn good. So our defense wasn't as good as it had been. Our tackling wasn't as good as it has been. And they really did just kind of blitz us. We had trouble protecting our quarterback. When we did have some time, we got some people open and got some yards, but then again, kind of our bugaboo, we can't run the football either. So we couldn't get anything going in the run game, so that made it extremely difficult, made us pretty predictable on offense.
So overall defensively, I know you look at 38 points from Jackson Heights. What was it just individually from your defense that you saw that they struggled with? Was it anything in particular, or was just kind of a bunch of different things thrown together that kind of was a formula for disaster?
Yeah, I mean, I thought their quarterback played well. Anytime we did get some pressure on him and looked like we might get a sack, he seemed to step up through the middle and we missed. I think it was just the big plays. I know they had a 75-yard touchdown pass, a 53-yard touchdown pass, a 53-yard touchdown run, a 39-yard touchdown run. I mean, those are the big plays that we hadn't really given up this year. I mean, we did that last year, but we really thought we'd made some improvement there in not giving up the big play, but some missed assignments and some missed tackles led to those big plays and a lot of their yards.
Now you look ahead to this week, you've got a big game at home. You'll have Valley Heights coming to town, which will be a Twin Valley League game, and we'll talk about that matchup with the Mustangs when we come back here on the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Derek Jasper still with us, head coach of the Trojans. And, coach, big game coming up this week now with Valley Heights. Obviously, kind of a must-win game for both you and the Mustangs. So what do you look at here with this matchup with Valley Heights on Friday?
Physicality again. Man, we're going to get tested because they're going to be a physical run team. Their defensive line's physical. They got some good size. They graduated a great, great senior class last year. Those guys all, I think that was the one week that they all got to play because of COVID or injury or whatever was against us last week, and man, smacked us 80-7. And I think that was maybe a state championship type team had they not got shut down. But anyway, they're a little different this year. Got some new people playing, but man, they still got a good size and still got a good running back, and going to be very tough for us to stop. And they do some good things defensively as well. What it looks like against Waubunsee, they played Waubunsee a little bit closer than the final score. So a big game for us, but we've been on the road now three straight games. So it's going to be great to be back at home for our homecoming game for the first time in like a month.
Yeah, and this Valley Heights team, as you talked about, they pretty much the same as last year as far as the same style, even though they have a new coach. But do you look at this game more along the lines of a game that you get back to just worried about yourself? So as you talked about tackling and doing the fundamental thing, is that how you look at this game after the tough loss to Jackson Heights?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We need to worry about ourselves. Our pass protection, not good defensively, even against the run. We thought we'd made some improvements, but gave up 200 yards rushing there to Jackson Heights, so I definitely need to kind of look at Valley Heights' stuff. It's a little different style of offense, you know, kind of an old school, just pound you in the face type of offense. And we need to be prepared for that. And like I said, the big thing will be physicality with our defensive line. But we need to do better offensively. We've really only had the one good game at Pleasanton, and they weren't a very good football team. Other than that, we haven't scored over two touchdowns in any game. So we got to find some kind of balance. Hopefully we can run the football a little bit and not be quite as predictable as we have been. So, you know, I think our kids will be ready. There's a lot of things exciting going on this week for homecoming. So hopefully we'll keep our focus on the football game and come out a little bit better this week.
Well, coach, you certainly look forward to it. It's a game we'll have on FM 103.9 KNZA coming up on Friday night. But, coach, with that, thank you for taking the time. Always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week and see you Friday.
Thanks a lot, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Trojans, joining us here on the Locker Room Chats. Brought to you by Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats on 103.9 KNZA.